Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. So glad to have you, really. It wouldn't be much of a conversation if there were just one voice. So today I'm going to be speaking into your listening. And I'm always careful to ask for guidance about what it is that people actually want to hear. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and I don't know your names, perhaps, but I know you. I know your heart. I know that you're on your path and that you have questions and that you are filled with all of the answers. So, us love us to all of us today. That's kind of English for namaste. And this show is about the unzipping of reality and making discoveries basically about ourselves. Now, I know it looks like we're really uncovering all of the stuff that's out there. Well, I know it's kind of a good charade. What we're actually here doing is discovering how to love ourselves and how to allow that love to overflow to all others or perceived others. So let's go ahead and get started. If you ever want to know a little bit more about how to contact me or my message, my website is fearorlove.com. I'm easy to find. So let's get together on that and talk more about how reality is now actually sufficiently unzipped. It's been unzipping a long time, so much so that the portal is open. Isn't that beautiful? Look at that beautiful portal. Just standing there open, waiting for us. So, hey, how about we step on through and be who and what we really are? Well, I never quite know what I'm going to speak on until kind of the day of, and I just open to guidance and see what's there. And today, it was very apparent what I should be speaking on. Today, we're going to be speaking and making discoveries about V power, the V power phenomenon. Yes, you heard correctly. It's V as in victory. That's usually what we say, V as in victor. And this is such a major vibration that I'd like to just call on guidance before we begin to make sure that the alignment is there, that the humility is in place and accessible. And so I'm just calling on my guides to cooperate with the guides of any of our listeners to open a vortex. And we raise this vortex up to Mother, Father, Source. That is love without condition. And we expand this vortex to include the entirety of the workspace of all listeners, and anyone that they would care to share this with vicariously. And we also do not allow any of the lower vibrations to be in this vortex. Any lower vibrations found here will be escorted to their next place of transformation and transmutation, in accordance with divine will and their I Am presence. So this vortex is now open. just below the speed of physical light, and we are activated. And thank you, Mother Earth. We do ask permission to ground this vortex to the center of our beloved Gaia. I'll take that as a yes. All right, now we're set. Now, the V has been showing up everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have. It is a phenomenal appearance of the letter V. And I perceive that this is a subliminal sign. It's a message. And it's calling all beings to be transformed into a more balanced divine feminine presence. Now, before all you guys tune out, please don't, because this is for all of us. Divine feminine is not about girls. Now, I know that sometimes it kind of is, but all of us have divine feminine and divine sacred masculine within us. What we're calling for today is more of an alignment with divine feminine in all of us. This can be our own freedom bridge, if we allow it to be. You know, we've tried that force and violence and all of that victim stuff. We've tried that. Didn't work out so well, did it? No. So that's why we're going to dive into V power. So why does the letter V represent divine feminine? Because, you know, I just made this up, but it suits the conversation so perfectly. Think of the letter V. It's an image of openness. Open. As in, now, if those were like the legs, you know, you cannot give birth with your knees closed. Okay, we know this. So this is not a big news flash. So when you see the letter V, realize that it is like a portal opening. And there's a wide berth there. So we cannot give birth to the new consciousness for humanity with anything closed. Nothing. Everything must open, but particularly our hearts. Our hearts must be open, not closed. So the V is a picture for us of the energetic posture and vibration of the divine feminine. It's open, everyone. All right. Pardon. Now, on one of my previous shows, we did quite a litany of V words. And in the spirit of that vibration, we're going to continue today. Now, again, V power has nothing to do with gender. This is for both males and females. This is about the opening of our hearts. Excuse me, I've got those spring allergies going on. So sorry. So this is about the opening of our hearts as birthers of the freedom that we are. Divine feminine is another way to say the opening of the heart. All the way open. When you think of divine feminine, you don't think of closed and shriveled up, do you? No. You think of expansive, open-heartedness, divine opening. That's divine feminine. It's not gender. Now, there are two basics for the opening of the heart. If this is all you get from this entire broadcast, please just get this. Two basics. Number one, releasing all judgment. And that means judgmentalism, not discernment. Those two things are not even the same. Some people get them mixed up. But that is a vibratory quality to have discernment. And judgment is a much lower vibration. Number two, placing your masculine orientation in service to your feminine orientation. This is a balancing within each individual. So, the invitation through this entire message will be to open to our divine feminine. So take a look around at some of the images that are a part of this V phenomenon. They're everywhere. And I'm going to run through some of them just to kind of jog your perception. It's so interesting, but the letter V is also the Roman numeral 5. Five. Now, you know that number 5 is big with me because I'm all about anchoring in the fifth dimension, coming through the portal of the heart, that's the fourth dimension, and opening into a new expression known as the fifth dimension. V, interestingly enough, is also the fifth letter from the end of our English alphabet. So welcome! Welcome to the fifth dimension and the birth of the golden age of divine feminine. I'm telling you, this is how we end the wars and the fighting. We do not turn into girls. We align and balance our divine feminine, all of us. So how fun to look into these images. I don't know if any of you remember, if you're a real young audience, you may not remember this, but there was an original TV miniseries. Oh gosh, it was a long time ago, like back in the 80s or something, called V, the original TV miniseries. And oh my goodness, I still remember it. It was about aliens that came to the Earth and, of course, misrepresented themselves. You know, don't they always? and so it was a way ahead of its time miniseries. I loved it. And then there was a remake of it much later. About 8 or 10 years ago, something like that. It was the V TV series remake. And it was fabulous. It was so well done. Again, the alien thing misrepresenting. And so the V was all about these aliens. And, of course, it was couched in resistance. But, okay, I'm getting off track here. See, I really did like the series. I could talk about that a long time. Then there's a movie called V for Vendetta. That was a masterpiece of the Wachowskis. And V for Vendetta was all about coming into a new era of peace and ending the old era of violence. And V was the main character. And what a fabulous protagonist he was. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, you must see V for Vendetta. And then there's The View TV show. You know, all of these logos have giant Vs, okay? It's so easy to find. The View, you know, with Whoopi Goldberg and I guess Barbara Walters started that daytime TV show. It's very popular amongst women in particular, The View. Then there's The Voice TV show. That's one of those reality TV shows. I don't think I've ever seen it, but, you know, it's a competition for vocalists. Very popular. Well, here's something kind of more mundane. What about Valero, the gas station? That's just a big OV. And they've had that out there a long time. But nonetheless, here it is in the cavalcade of Vs. There's something called V-Day that, I guess they've been doing this since 2012 or something. I'm not really sure, but V-Day is all about until the violence stops. And it's about violence against women. So there's something about the V that is associated with women. I didn't just make this up. I'm just paying attention. Then there's the V magazine. And they always have a giant V on the front of their magazine. And they have kind of a sister magazine called V-Man magazine. It's put out by the same publisher. And it's about fashion and arts and things like this. Apparently, if you are a man and you are all about ending violence against women and you take a stand in that regard, then you are called a V-man. And V-men take a stand and support women to be all that they can be in a safe environment. So, I mean, it goes on, and I'm going to, because I want to convince us, well, heck, I don't have to convince anybody. I would like to invite us to try on that this V phenomenon is real and that it's popping up everywhere in the perfect time so we can pay attention and notice it and be nurtured by it and encouraged by it, that it's like, wow, we can let this V power penetrate us and filter in and take root so that we are empowered in a new way. I was getting gas one day and I noticed, I guess it was at the Shell station. Shell has something called V power. So it's asking us to experience the power of the V, whatever their V power thing is at, you know, at the gas pump. Now, here's one that's a little bit, maybe more of a stretch, but maybe not. How about Lexus? You know, Lexus has that L that's kind of, you know, it's angled. It's an angled L. Well, if you just turn it, just tweak it a bit, it's a V. So it's the same energy. Okay, Lexus didn't do a right-angled L, did they? No. They did more of a, oh, I don't know what angle that might be, but maybe a 60-degree angle, something like that. So it's a V on its side. There's something called 1 billion rising, and this is in conjunction with that V-Day that I was describing until the violence stops. 1 billion rising is all about getting 1 billion women on the planet to dance. And I noticed this back in 2013, I guess, and it was Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day. And so there's a V in their logo as well. And they're all about helping women to rise in their dignity and in their beingness. Apparently, there is a TV show in Miami, Florida called V-Files. I've never seen it. I don't know, but their logo is pretty sexy. Then there is the Visa credit card. They've got a logo that is a big V.me. V.me by Visa. Yeah. So I'm sure people all day long say yes to that and don't even realize that it is a very enlightened invitation to cooperate with the power in this phenomenon. And it is quite subliminal. Now, talk about subliminal. This is actually subliminally sublime. You'll recall Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, Da Vinci, you know, where all, you know, Jesus is in the middle and then he's got all of his disciples on either side of him. Very strange painting, actually, culturally, because that was so Europeanized, because apparently in Jesus' day, they did not sit at long banquet tables just like that. They did a lot more reclining and things. But anyway, it's a weird deal because all those disciples are on one side of the table and there's nobody on the other side of the table. But the reason I'm bringing this out is because with the man that is on Jesus's right, and I say man, some people say that it's very possible that that was not actually a man or a male, but could have been a female. If you squint your eyes, you might be able to see that. But there is a V. It's obvious. If you are alerted to it, then you can notice it in this very, very famous painting, The Last Supper. It's a V. And Jesus forms one side of the V, and the one to his right forms the other side of the V. And the one on his right is the one in question as to whether, is that really male? Maybe not. We don't know. Could it be? I don't know. One of those mysteries. So if you want to play with that, do some research. Could have been Mary Magdalene. We don't know. So everything is vibration. Literally everything is vibration. You know, when we remember it, when we take the time to remember that everything is vibration, somehow it just makes things easier. It makes things a lot less stiff and heavy when we remember, oh, it's just simply a vibration expressing as that. It is vibration. And here are just a few of the key ascension words. You know, I just love ascension words because they kind of get us revved up to ascend. And some of these ascension words that have vivacious, voluminous V sounds with verve to serve as trigger vibrations. These remind us of V power and the birth of freedom that is underway right now for a new humanity. So here are just some of them. I'm going to run through them. These are familiar words, and it just so happens that they seem to have a common vibration. They want to cooperate on a vibrational frequency. That's the way I see it. So you discern for yourself what you think about it. So here they are. Vaginal, vulva, vortex, vibration, vitality, veil, virgin, virtual, victory, vas deferens, vibrant, evil, live, or live, love, of course, pivot, arrive, reveal, thrive, wave, event, universe, divine, evolve, and lastly, five, Isn't that interesting? Did you feel the desire to weave those words together? The golden age is here. Things have shifted. Maybe you're not seeing them so much out there, but the shift has been in here, and it is occurring. As we are doing this sharing and I get to speak these words that have the V vibration, I'm feeling it. This is all very natural. Oh, and incidentally, when I was just going through those words that had the V sound, I left out there was another television show that came out called The Event. Oh my goodness. Check it out. I don't know how to maybe get that. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I'm not sure. But The Event was so powerful. And again, the logo, the V, Event, the V was huge, you know, in relation to the rest of the letters. Just like all of these logos, pronounced V. That show was so powerful and so portal opening, it only lasted one season. Unbelievable. But they did cancel it, and I'm sure that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes story about that. Anyway, check it out, The Event. So let's go into some reference points now, because we're talking about the shift from within. And we're always looking for some sort of evidence. It's like, well, I can see it in him over there, but I can't see it in myself. I still wash the dishes just the same as I did yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I still maybe am, you know, wrestling with some of the same old patterns, and sometimes my karma comes up and kind of kicks my butt, you know? So I don't know. Well, let's just look into that and peel back some of the layers, because if you are alive on the planet today, then you are evolving. Does that make you feel better? It makes me feel pretty good. Because I choose to evolve. Whether I see any evidence of it or not, that's my choice. And so I'm going for it. Because what else would I do in this incarnation? What else is there to do? Just live until we die? I mean, that is a terrible story. So we're writing a much more exciting adventure story than that. We need to learn how to say, I am. I am. When I can say with ease and grace that I am a fifth dimensional being, then so it is. Now, please, I'm not talking about intellectual assent. I'm not talking about just mouthing the words. No, because that wouldn't be a vibration. That would just be third dimensional rhetoric. I'm talking about speaking vibrationally from your heart. I am a fifth dimensional being. Just say it, and so it is. Align with it. Let it be. Allow it. It's really fun. The fifth dimensional is fantastic. The fifth dimension. It's just the only place to be right now. The third dimension is all reruns, folks. We've seen all those war movies. So moving on, we let in the love, that love that can never be extinguished, that love that is the answer for literally everything, the love that is the ultimate context. So I'm always looking for new ways of appropriating love for others and for myself. Oh, and incidentally, that's in every situation. Not just when we feel like it. Not just on a good day. Not just, you know, when mother-in-law leaves, it's okay for me to act badly when she's here. No, no. It's in every situation. Finding time to unplug and being willing to let go of the incessant need for social electronics and the internet. Now, present company accepted, because you're obviously listening to this program over some sort of a device. Thank you, by the way. Don't tune out right this minute, but I mean, if you want to, fine. But find the time. Get away from that stuff, because it's got an addictive quality. Get away from it. Unplug. Hang out with nature. Mother Earth. Talk about V-Power. Wow. Another I am that we're letting go of, the old I am, we're letting go of fear of self-revelation. Opting for authenticity and transparency. Everyone loves to be around someone who is authentic. Now, if you're around someone inauthentic, you might really be entertained for an evening, but you probably wouldn't want to marry them. You know what I'm saying? Inauthentic people. I mean, it's like, wow, they really stick out like a sore thumb now. Whereas before they could kind of hide or wow us, but now inauthenticity is out. Authenticity is in. You still get to have your personality. That's not going away. But to be authentic and transparent means that you're a safe person. So let go of the fear. Just let go of all fear. And realize that humans have but one search. There's only one search, and that search is searching for the discovery, the self-discovery of who we really are. This is all that's going on. I mean, someone calls me for coaching. It's like, we're not going to discover who somebody else is apart from discovering more of who you are. It just works that way. Yes, you might make the discovery that your boyfriend is actually a crumb bum. But in so doing, you are going to make divine discoveries about your true self. And you will evolve through it. Allow our eating to be transformed. Really? Did I really put that in here? Yes, I did. I'm talking about not going on a diet. I'm talking about supporting local food systems and growing our own food. So I'm not going to get off into, all of the do's and don'ts of food ingesting. I happen to believe that when we bless our food and pray over our food and align our attitude with compassion for all of the people that brought it to us, the animals, the plants, the truck drivers, the middlemen, the stores, whoever they were, whoever came in contact with that food, to bless them and to share the goodness that we are experiencing in that moment with all, and with everyone on the earth for that matter. So allowing our eating to be transformed, you might show up at the farmer's market more often. If you don't have a farmer's market in your locale, then you might know where the closest organic food store is. Or when you're in another town visiting, you might make time to go to one of those stores or markets and try them out. It doesn't take perfection, everybody. It just takes doing something a little differently. Just a little. discerning and trusting our intuition. Now, you knew I was going to get into that, talking about divine feminine. How can I talk about divine feminine without touching on our intuition? Yes, our intuition is what we are learning to access even when things are not looking supportive, even when it doesn't look logical. And this is what has given women who are working on their divine feminine, it's what has given women through the ages kind of a bad name, because it came off as something that couldn't be respected. So let's leave that in the past and focus on what's available for us today. No need to get all angered over that. It happened. Now letting it go, we can trust our intuition. And now, lo and behold, women's intuition is becoming respectable. Practicing the law of attraction as though it is real, as though it is countable. Is the law of gravity real and countable? Well, it really is in this dimension of awareness here in 3D. The law of attraction is just as powerful. Now, it might take a little while longer. You know, if you drop something off of a high cliff, it's just going to take a matter of seconds for that to fall to the ground. The law of attraction is equally as countable, but it's on a different time frame. We're still under the edict of time here, and so it doesn't make it any less powerful. It doesn't make it any less real. It is countable. And I take so much for granted. Every now and then I'll come across someone who's never heard of the universal law of attraction. And I just take that so for granted. But, you know, not everyone is acquainted with the fundamentals of how the universe works, because we've been under fear and judgment and scarcity and survival mode. So if you have an opportunity to share about the law of attraction, share it graciously if someone has never heard of it. Seeing all beings as one. We are 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 all one. Now, you can say that until you're blue in the face. But as soon as somebody steps on your toes, we are not one. We're separate. No, we're still one. So that law of attraction is working. Well, why did they do that to me? Well, because of the law of attraction. Oh, I don't like the law of attraction. Well, that's okay. Stay with it, and it will begin to work for you instead of what appears to be against you. We are processing our fear and transmuting it. We're recognizing that fear is only unexpressed love. Oh, really? I thought fear was something really horrible, horrible, horrible. Unexpressed love. Well, that sounds like something maybe I could do something about, unexpressed love. Maybe I could express love and the fear would go away. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when we say, I am coming out of the fiction of the old paradigm system, I am processing my fear and transmuting it, recognizing that fear is merely unexpressed love. Yes, this is how we open our freedom bridge through the V power phenomenon. So thanks for sticking with me. modeling. You are on. Everybody's watching you. You are here to model just how obsolete all the suffering and victim consciousness is. It's obsolete. It's over with. You just, it doesn't work for us anymore. Take responsibility for your own life. Wow. That's huge for some of us. You know, get rid of some of those oldy moldy stories. You know, I had a bad childhood. Oh, please. Now, yes, if you had a bad childhood, then find a coach, me or someone else, and let's get over that hump. Let's put that behind us, because that's not good for you and it's not good for anyone on the planet. Take responsibility for your own life. Appropriate your philosophy consistently. When you do, your personal behavior and your habits and your actions are going to be congruent. I love that word, congruent. It sounds very intelligent, doesn't it? It's going to be congruent with your commitment to transform our planet. Our planet. I'm here, you're here. It's an us thing. So let's have a consistent philosophy. That is imperative. Having a consistent philosophy will float you out there. It's a glorious thing, and it will support you. It may seem like times are tough, but that philosophy will come back around and lift you up just at the perfect time. Doesn't make it easy, so please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying if you go around with V-Power that everything is going to be, you know, a bed of roses. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you will get to the root of your beingness, and you will love it, and you will have joy no matter what is going on. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be easy. Observing is something that the divine feminine is very good at. Observation. Now, this is not the same thing as watching. Watching is disengaged. Watching is remote. I'm not talking about watching. I'm talking about proactively observing. You get to this apart from judgment or panic. Hey, the end of the world is here. Panic is the worst thing that you can do. But remembering who you are, apart from judgment, is the best thing that you can do. Whatever it is that all the duality, the contrarians, the controllers feel that they've just got to accomplish before our freedom is ushered in, you know, freedom could break out. We always talk about war breaking out. What about freedom breaking out? I love that. Let's have some freedom break out. So send forth enlightened and harmonizing activism. And if you are being balancing, harmonizing, enlightening, you're not in judgment, you're not anger, you're not even an activist, you're an activator. And that's that whole other message. Having a mindful relationship with our Mother Earth and supporting technologies that are cooperative with Mother Earth and the new paradigm. No harm. No harm for Mother Earth. No harm for plants, animals, humans. No harm. So this is incredibly important. And we see a lot of people that are highly committed to maybe new technology, free energy, and all kinds of things, better ways to grow food, and so on and so forth. And here's the key. That's not enough. If you have judgment in your heart, well, I hate those corporate interest people. No, if you have hatred in your heart, then your new paradigm technology is not going to be sustainable. It will not see the light of day. It won't make it because of the hatred that drives it. Being aware of the existence of a dark agenda, I'm talking about both terrestrially and off-world. It's an imperative. This is the watershed right here. It's like, well, Leah, I can stay with you up until that point. Well, all right. Then answer me this. Why is it that human beings would treat one another the way we treat one another? The answer is that this is driven by an off-planet energy. Human beings hurting and killing and destroying our planet. This is insane. Someone's putting them up to it. And the hypothesis is that there is off-world interference. Just try it on for size if you want to talk with me more about it. I'm completely open to that. And we can expand that conversation. Let's all align with the largeness of our soul. This is a whole program in and of itself. The soul. Oh my goodness. The soul is so huge. Now, I love everybody's personalities. It makes things very, very interesting, but we're not limited to our personalities. We are our soul. When we surrender to this greater reality of universal love, we're going to let go of the need to control or attack others or cringe over in the corner in fear. We will be exhibiting complete vulnerability, but powerfully, not as a potential victim, not that kind of vulnerable. No, I'm talking about open and transparent. And this is unprecedented, this kind of stance found on this planet. And it's very, very powerful. This is a very powerful threshold that we're crossing over. And so it is the surrender to that reality of greater love alive in the universe. We're going to have help, so have no fear. Humbly be aware that people will know where to find the Christ because they know you. We're all waiting for the Christ to appear. The wait is over. Go look in the mirror. Listen to how you are when you interact with your friends, with your family, with whatever's on the TV set. The Christ wants to be here. Let's allow the Christ to be here. So we don't have to be limited to our personalities or our outward appearance. And again, I'm kind of sewing this together. Facebook can be highly detrimental. Let's not use Facebook in that way. Let's not use Facebook as a sword for our own personal opinions. We're right and everyone else is wrong. That does not take courage to do that. That takes someone who has way too much time on their hands and who needs to go back and study on the on the opening of the heart. So absolutely utilize Facebook, but don't use it to crucify people. We are at one ment. At one ment. That's, you know, when you hyphenate it, at one ment, it spells atonement. We are at one ment with the police. We're at one ment with the officials, the authorities, and all the asleep people too. At the same time, we are not at the effect of them. It's like, well, you have a mom and dad, they live somewhere, but they're not always with you. You're not always at the effect of them. And so when you are with them, you can remember that you are one with them and they don't have to affect you and bring out the worst in you. There's going to be a lot more about this in the days to come, about how we present ourselves and the new abilities that are opening up, because we're going to need some new abilities. Let's put time itself in perspective. Time is tyrannical. So let's start living outside of the tyranny of time, and let's also be ageless. That's really fun to be ageless. And I think that we'll live a lot longer and we'll be a lot more effective and we'll be a lot more interesting to be around. There's a lot of negativity out there. Let's reinterpret whatever it is we're feeling that feels negative. Let's reinterpret it so that it helps us evolve. Stop worrying. Give up worrying. No more worry. And remember that all it takes is two or three gathered together in like frequency. That's when we have the true assembly. When we have three gathered together, that's a true assembly. Two is good, but three is a consensed reality that can give rise to opening a spiral that takes us to new realms. So let's not allow the system to assimilate us, but let's definitely be assembled. We're calling those shots. We're not taking orders from the corruption anymore. We are assembling. It's a new day. Declining the invitation to be governed by the Antichrist. You know what? There could be a great case made that the Antichrist is actually our ego. I mean, I could laugh right now, but seriously, look how the ego treats us. Look at that. The ego is like a total Nazi and really mean and tortures and everything else. So we've got to let all that stuff go. Decline that invitation. Now, alchemy, wizardry, self-empowerment, this is the art of creative manifestation. And today I had to, well, I didn't have to, but I needed to help my husband, Wah, put together a very difficult project. It was reassembling a far infrared sauna. And before we did that, I asked him, would you be open to, let's just call in our guides and set an intention powerfully for this project, because it was kind of insurmountable. It was a big project, and it was just going to take a little bit more than what I had to offer probably. And it was just the two of us. And he said, of course, let's do that. And we did that. And you know what? It went great. Nobody got upset. Nobody got hurt. We got it put together. And we felt grateful afterwards. And it was a beautiful time. So being in this divine feminine, being in this V portal that is open, being in this freedom bridge is a place where we can imagine a society that bases our value system on something more than just money. It's coming, folks. And we're starting to harmonize the more challenging situations because we're moving about vibrationally, the best and highest good of all. Embracing the whole self, just as I am, and taking good care of myself. That is what we're talking about. Everyone, I am so blessed that you joined me today, and be in that V power and stay powerful. I'm giving you the peace sign, you know, holding up like two fingers. That's the V. Everybody thought it was the peace sign. Come to find out, it's divine feminine. That's all the time we have today. I'm Leah LaChapelle signing off that oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in with allowance, V power, and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.